shrug of shchuniga boy is more that the machzik the emes had gimel shonim. And he tines that he ate achila shnei chazaka, but the marikama tines back. There's a pegam in the chazaka. I know about shchuniga boy havoy. We'll see. There's a big machloekis for showing him what that pegam is. But the marikama is tining that there's a gevissa pegam in the chazaka. And the shaila is a machloekis Rav Nachman and Rava. Rav Nachman says that zil brora achiloscha. That you have to be the machzik. It's mutal al machzik to be mevar about this pegam. We'll see what this pegam is. And Omar Leirov, he says, "Hachi vina, nay, hamayit mecharei alavarei." He already has a chazaka. Mistama, it's a good chazaka. He does have aiden that he was there for gimel shonim. This nidden of shchuni gavoy, we'll see what it is. Doesn't stare us. Mistama, we rely on the chazaka. Now, famous, famous, you can give him magdim. It's mehur here in the sugya that avada. It's the machzik's job to prove that he has achilas gimel shonim. It's the ma'ara's job, the marikana's job, to prove that there was a machar. That's mutal on the ma'ara. But a mutal on a machzik to be machir, that's a machilas chazaka. And the end is that group is a shayla for us, the shayla mishpat rest of them. L'dugma, if you learn al derech the Ramban, that the yesoid of chazaka really is doi chachav mit loi micha miyad, nor there's a reyesa of achishtar batul gimel shonim, why is it mutal on the machzik to bring edem on the gimel shonim? It should be enough that he tainis. I was here for gimel shonim and therefore I lost my star. That's a teres to the reyes of achdi shtarcha. The ma'ara wants to disprove that. Let him prove that he wasn't here. Why is it mutl on him to prove the gimel shonim? As I practice shara mishpah, we spoke about it the other time, that know that it's the machzik's job to prove that he has the chazaka. We said various and various. The emes is though that the rishonim already has the kasha. Rabbeinu Yoina on daf lamed gimel in the sugya of lechotzef. Over there also the gemara uses the idea of achdi shtarcha. Prep Rabbeinu Yoina, so why do you need edem of all gimel shonim? It's enough that you're tiny with it for gimel shonim. Is Rabbeinu Yoina state of art that a person doesn't lose his star, not stamazay after 3 years. If he knows he has Adem that he was there for 3 years, that's when he loses his star. If you don't have the Adem, then you might not lose his star. Tining you were there for 3 years is not an excuse that you lost your star. Only a situation where you have Adem that you were there for 3 years, that is an excuse that you lost your star. Sas yesh lahoyer, a dying. What if he tines, I did have Adem that I was there for 3 years, and I was slaving on those Adem, and that's why I lost my star. Granted, those Adem are hopeful and dinas ayam. Taka, the din is the machzik, can say such as that. Islam has nish, shall why not? Let the machzik tiny without bringing Adem. Let him say, hoyoli Adem, beholful of dinas ayam. I lost my star, because I thought they would be around. That's the horror you have to know. Oh, but Abad, the aleph base of the sugi is that it's al hamachzik lo yichiyat etzim cheskosoi, al hamarer lo yichiyat temecho, and when there's a chazok, and the chazok is oiskal. Nor there's a new nidden that the morikam is moir, shchuni gavoy o yisi, al mi mutu levar zois. And that's the machloik is Rav Nachman and Rava. What does it mean, Shmuel Gavoy? The Rashban learns it means bechador and pinimim v'ayil derech alecha, that he was walking through. The Morikama says I was walking through. Unvas is Bemis. It's a big shayla. What is this chesaron? Does they forget about proving who has to prove whether it did or didn't happen? Naniach it did happen. What's the problem? Why does that fell in chazaka? Is it because felt in the etzem achila when the Morikama is walking through? Does nishkan achila skimul shonim? Or more mashmir, the Rashban is it's a teretz why midloy micha. The achil is an achil even if you walked through. But you have an excuse why you weren't moicha. I walked through, I didn't have to be moicha. And there's the idea that there's the Pirish HaRashbam HaKotzer, he says even sharper. Ein l'cha mecha k'doy l'mizu. Walking through itself is the mecha. So that's not much a whole spectrum of options, what the chesaron is. Before we decide who has to prove it, what is the chesaron of Shmuel Gavoy, al derech the Rashbam, that the Morikama was walking through the whole time? Is it felt in the etzem achila, or that it's b'mkoy l'mecha, or that it lags the mecha? Vina Fidam with the Morikam is time. Al derech the Rashbam's Mahalach. It's interesting that Ramban has two kashas on the Rashbam's Mahalach, on what it means, Shchuni Gavoy, and Bemis, the two kashas of Ramban are a stirum in Eyo Bed. First, the Ramban starts off asking, Ma Bikach that he was walking through. A lot of times the person sells you the Dabayas Panimi, but he stays outside, it's the Dabayas Chatzis Chitzon, and then he stays only in the Dabayas Panimi. Ma Koy Larash, what's the problem? Why is it a chasarim bechlap? The oi, he's prepped the Ramban. If it is a chasarim, then I find it to be the machzik's job to prove. The mishkemach get achila b'chla. What's this? What is the Ramban hold? Is it a chasarim or not? He was misupik. There's a mahalik to learn of Shana the Ramban. Then Mr. Chubas Habach, when he goes on such a mahalik, the Psoi springs it. I'm going to talk about it. That the Ramban was misupik. But Emes is a shayla. Had to be in the Rashbam. The Rashbam says he was had a derech alecha and he was mishtamish boy. What does it mean he was mishtamish? He was mishtamish by using it as a pathway? Or does it mean more? He was mishtamish that besides that he walked through, he taka also came into the kitchen, he used the cupboards, he used the oven, he walked through and also was mishtamish. Does mishtamish mean the etzem derech? Or mishtamish is the dover noisif? And the Ramban is asking the derech memonashach. If it just means derech, that's not a chesaron b'chlal. Elamai, he was not mishtamish. then that's not called, you made an Achilas Gimel Shonen. It felt in the Etzem Achilas. That's what the Ramban wants to ask on the Pshat of the Rashbam. But that's the Rashbam alone. You have to know which way to go. Does the Rashbam mean that all he had was a derech, and for it that's called a problem? Or does the Rashbam mean that he tackled was mishtanish, and still is a tzad that it's a machlekesh of Nachman and Rava, who has to be mavatachim? The Ramban, the Rashba, Ran, Mukiyosef, a lot of Rishonim, they learn a totally different pshat. Shchuni gavoy, Hayisi means Hayisi b'mokim rochek b'teimon, b'doroim. And since he was the Shchuni gavoy, it's not a good chazoka. Why? One of two knaches. Either he wasn't able to be moiche, because he was too far away, or he didn't even hear the chazoka, because he was too far away. We'll be dealing with that soon. But either, divide either one of those two. The Marikana says, very nice, you have Adam of Gimel Shonim, and you have a chazoka. But I was the Shchuni gavoy, I was far away, and therefore either I didn't have Shmiyat chazoka, or al kofonim, I wasn't able to be moiche. And vayte, it's a machlekesh of Nachman and Rava, al mimot levarer, dover zeh. So we have the Vaila, we're going to soon see the Rif separately, but the Vaila, we have these pshatim. Either that Shchuni Gavoy is a chesaron in the chazaka because the Marikama was walking through, we had various pshatim in that, or because he was the Mokim Rochet, various pshatim in that. Frag the Gemara, a spirin of Nachman and Rava, from the Sugya Bar Sisin, and we'll be mazbe, the Gemara's kash is like this. The Tzuras of the Shmaitz is like this. In Shchuni Gavoy, we'll say first of all, there's a stomach. Mistomach there is a chazaka. The guy has Edom of Gimel Shonim. Mistomach there is a chazaka. The Marikama is coming with his chachos. That Shchuni Gavoy, Kol Echad VeEchad Men HaRishonim Kid Islay, but it's coming with his chachos to be Oiker, going against the Pashtus. Misam he did have a chazaka. He has Edom. He was there for 3 years. Misam it is a chazaka. Rava relies on the stomach. Rav Nachman is the one that says no. Zil Brorach Ilasva. Don't rely on the stomach. Go further. Fred the Gemara that is a steer of Rava and Rava, and also a steer of Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman, because there's a mice of our season. And the mice of Barsisin mistoma when this guy sold you all his karkois and he was selling you all the Barsisin karkois. Any karka that he owned that's called Barsisin, mistoma really came from Barsisin. Mistoma is michal on the metach. The moichel want to say is chachos. That he owns a lot of different lands and he's selling you most of them. But one of them is called Barsisin, but he didn't originally buy it from Barsisin, and therefore it's not michal on the metach. He wants to say is chachos connected to stoma. And over there was pakir. Over there, Rava says the moichel is able to keep it, and he doesn't go with the stoma. And Rav Nachman goes with the stoma. So it's a stira, Rava Rava, a stira of Nachman Aranah. Zot the Gemara. The Rava loy kasha. Hosam moicher koi v'nichse. Hochel ekech koi v'nichse. What the Gemara means to answer according to Rava is that Avad the Rava goes based on the stomach, but it depends. Rava goes based on the stomach when it's not connected to Tophus. And the Sugya of Shchuni Gavoy, Sakha called the stomach, is going to give it to the Machzik, who's Tophus right now on the Karka. So the stomach will allow the toughest to keep it. And the stomach, he has a chazaka. We won't make tzaras with the Shchuni Gavoy business. In the Sugya Bar Sisin, the stomach is going against the moicher. Right now, the moicher still mokshav on his karka. You didn't take over the karka. Oh, that's your entire. Is it included in the mekach or not? Of the violets, machal piyana moicher. That the stomach should go against the toughest, that rabbi doesn't hold as oivai. So it's a hadidora. We're either going to the theme of the Sugya stomach, nor the stomach doesn't go against the toughest. That's the teretz of the Gemara in Rav. But then the Gemara says, and before we say the Teretz B'chara will be Moisef now, that when the Gemara is now going to ask the Sphere of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, it's a Gora Fester Sphere. Rav Nachman and Shchuni Gavoy does not rely on the stomach, even though he is the toughest. The Masek is toughest. And still, we require more Zilbra Achimos. And by Bar Sisin, he is going to rely on the stomach to be mighty from the Moisef. Here he's relying on the stomach, even mighty from the tough. So it's Mamish that he extremes. The Teretz of Rav makes a stark act of the cash of Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman. That by Shchuni Gavoy, he's not relying on the stomach even when he is the toughest. And in Bar Sisin, he's relying on the stomach even against the toughest. And the problem is when the Gemara is the Teretz in Bar Sisin, and the Teretz are the Rav Nachman and the Rav Nachman, the Gemara is Mayrich and Arichas on both Stadim of the Shaila. And the Emes is a Pella. How could you be Mayrich on both Stadim of the Shaila? Either you're going to say a Teretz that really Rav Nachman does hold of stomach and give me your Shtikal Torah why Shchuni Gavoy is different, or that he really doesn't hold of stomach and tell me why Bar Sisin is different. But don't give me a stickle tire on both ends. So Abadi, you have to say that only one chelik of the Teretz is the Iker. Bidas the Rashbam, it's Mefurish, that the Tzvei the chelik of the Teretz is the Iker. Mefurish in the Rashbam, because the Rashbam even says that the Arichas HaGemorah of Bar Sisin is not a Naya Maisa. When the Rashbam originally is Mazbir Bar Sisin, he says, Kidim Mefarish the Samach, that the Gemara Sakhakol is being Mazbir, why by Bar Sisin there was a stomach. And that's about the portion by Bar Sisin, Rav Nachman really does go Basar stomach. Why is Shchuni Gavoy different? Of a Zundur Avod, Ob Chazoka, lo yeh ele benokit shtoro, mili amrinan kaim shtorcha bekom benichsein. Ob azunder vorn Chazoka, der Chazoka bemokim shtar, and it's a bazunder mutl on the machnik tiki mabar rachilosva. Ob azunder yisoy ben Chazoka, zilbar rachilosva. Meaning that the maskono, lo oilem rav Nachman does hold of stoma. Shanein mali hold of stoma. He holds of stoma even lahoyki from a tofus by barsisim. By tzunig avoy, the vort was a bazunder together in the din of Chazoka. Meidoch yisin abeni yoyna, and the ritvah is mabor, punkt faker, that be emes the ikr teretz of the gemori is that rav Nachman does not rely on stomach. And that's shot by Shmuel Gavoy. He doesn't rely on stomach. By Barsisan, the reason he relies on lets the Lekeach keep it is because it's more than a stomach. It's a vada. It's vada Nechel and the Mecha. Because if it wasn't that this guy wants to exclude one of the things that's called Barsisan, it's Alevi Day, Mutta Levarer, and Bimagal. Even if the he didn't buy from Barsisan, but since it's called Barsisan, that alone is Machriach that's Nechel and the Mecha, unless he explains otherwise. If that's so true, so how come, even if he brings Aiden that it wasn't from Barsisan, how does it help him? He should have explained. So there's a connection of Rabbeinu. If he has Aiden that it's not from Barsisan, then he knew that he had Aiden, so it wasn't little on him to explain. But the etzem is a vada lichol on the mecca. A whole different teretz, what's down in the teretz of the spirit? We'll just be moistened then at the Pirush Aran al-Rif, which is mamish, nifas nechodesh, 10, 15 years ago, is mavur, a different connection of Shabbat Sugya. The theme of the Sugya we learned is that whether you go bust or a stomach, by Shmuel Gavoy, the stomach was that there is a chazaka. By Barsisan, the stomach was nichol on the mecca, and there was a theory of Nachman at the rubber whether you went with the stomach or not. The Pirush Aran al-Rif says the doimel is there, but he doesn't use the word stomach. He says the word roi. Mistomach, I'll be roi that it was a good chazaka. Because roi people don't go to Taman. It's rather gishmak like this, which means far away. Roi people don't go to Taman for 3 years. In Barsisan, the roi is that it's nechal on the mecca. Now it's a gewaltig idea. It comes out, according to this pshat of the Pirush Aran al-Rif, we pass on like Rav Nachman, zil barachim vascha, that if a machzik, even if he has roi, he's not able to be moiti from a morikam. Remember that, it's an akuda. That you have the Mori Kama here. And in spite of the fact, the emissary is a chazok. And I'll be right as a chazok. Now the Mori Kama wants to say Shmuel Gavoy. Roy says it wasn't as a. Roy is not enough to be mighty from a Mori Kama. As I should take in Gemara, according to the Pirush Aran al-Rif. Because he's Nishmi Nishab Shemais. He's doing what Shab Shemais holds. Again, that he holds Migu could go against the Mori Kama. He says also, what do Roy? Roy is mighty from a Mori Kama. In the Pirush Aran al-Rif, it's a Gemara. He's there. It's a Nayazah, came out 10 years ago. It's a Nayazah. But the Pirush Aran al-Rif, it's a Gemara that Roiv is not able to be mighty from a Mori Kama. A Machzik, in spite of the fact that he has a Roiv, Zil Barach Hilos, Nishvi Nishav Shmaitz. Yeah. The Shitas for Riff from Shmuel Gavoy will spell it back like this. The Riff opens up with a Kasha Bevs. The Riff opens up with a Kasha that Lechera, over here, there's a Stephen Rava, the Rava, from the Sugi earlier. Over here in the Sugi of Shmuel Gavoy, Rava said, you're allowed to rely on a stomach. Mistami he was there, Mistami the Chazoko, the Morikama was to come with this new time of Shmuel Gavoy. And let's be right with the Morikama's tiny Bari. Bari that I was in Shmuel Gavoy. Either Bari I was in Shmuel Gavoy, B'mokim Rochoy. It's not clear in the Riff how he learns in the beginning. Although I think there's a deal, because if you learn Shmuel Gavoy means Bayis Pnimi, then you have to be girls my boys by Besa. Not my boys by Ara. You have to be girls my boys by Besa. If you learn that Shmuel Gavoy means he was in Taman, then you could be girls my boys by Ara. The Riff is Ger is Ba'ar. So if the Riff didn't learn like the Rashbam, the Riff Lachar is learning. Lachar, I read that place in the Chesed. But Lachoy. Fret the Riff Akash over here, Mistomo, even though he tainis Shuni Gavoy, we rely on the stomach. It's a steer from the Sugya earlier, by the Sugya of Batim, when the Gemara wants to know what about Yom and Leilois, and there's a Gantz, the Sugya of there of Mazucha, without going into details over the way the Riff went up over there, was Mavur, that normally if you have Avis on Yomim, you could rely that Mistomo, he was the Agamba Leilois. But if the Morikama time is buried that you were not there by Leilois, it's mutl on you, zil, brora, hiloscho, bimavar, that you were there before the Leilois. Fred, the Riff, let's start off like that. Look at it first. There's a seer in Rav. Over here, Rav said that when you're coming to him, checkering him, very nice you have a chazoko, but I'm finding buried that Shmuel Gavoy. He says, you're still allowed to rely on stomach. And the Gabi Yom and then Leilois, we see that when the guy says buried that you weren't there by Leilois, it's mutl alecho, levarer, maishno. Because it is kasha, the Riff first brings the purest reason, the Riff has to shut him in the sugi. The Riff brings that Pirush Harishan, which is about Pecha Gedolim also here. That La'oilom, what's Mavur by Yom and Leilas is right. That whenever a Morikama comes with a Bori, and he says, I'm Bori, you weren't there by Leilas, I'm Bori about something, you have to disprove it. You have to bring a Raya Kenegim. And if the Morikama says, Bori, you weren't there by Leilas, don't rely anymore on stomach. Go prove that you were there by Leilas. And therefore, who Adin? If a Morikama would come and say, Bori, that he was in Shmuel Gavoy, Rabba would say, you have to go prove that. So how come over here Rabba doesn't say that? He says, you're allowed to keep it. Zok, the Pirush Harishan of the Riff, a great Chiddush, that over here is no Morikama. Over here we don't have Aiden that he was a Morikama to begin with, Bechlau. It was all Alpi Chaydos, the Machzik. Had the Machzik not been Moida, he wouldn't have not been anyone Bechlau. And there's a Pesha Osar. And that's Charim Rav, because a Pesha Osar, a great Chiddush. First of all, if it's Pesha Osar, so why does Rava say Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olam Raya? If it's Pesha Osar, Pesha Osar is a Mishnah in Ksubis. Karkas Mishal Abisech, Avalakafi, Pesha Osar, what Pesha Hitir? Why does Rav Nachman argue? And even worse, Rav Nachman and Rav are arguing whether you have to prove the Shmuni Gavoy. Meaning, for sure, you have to bring Raya that you were there for Gimel Shonim. The question is, who has to prove the Knecht of the Shmuni Gavoy? If there's a Pesha Osar, you don't even need Gimel Shonim. It's a Mishnah in Ksubis. However, Sadhus Mishal Abisech, Avalakafi, Menu. Had not been your idol, you wouldn't have known he's a Morikam of a Chlal. A Pesha Asr or a Pesha Hit? Avad and answer the seer from Rav, good. However, it's too much, it's too good of a bar. Something's wrong with the Sugi now. If it's Mamash or Pesha Asr, Rav is Gevaldik. He shouldn't have even said a Moitzim of a Chlal of a Raya. But what's the thing of Raya from Nachman? And another disaster is, what's the Tzumstil to Bar Sisan? Where does Bar Sisan come in the hole? He's explained the Sugi before with stomach. Where does that come in? So on that ground, the Chasam Soifer gives a Knech. That the same over here, the Taka wasn't the Morikam. Meaning there was no Yeduidik Morikam. But there was someone who was Shmuel Love. Everyone said that he's the Morikama. The Karka was Shmuel Love. And that's the Tushan to Bar Sisan also, that it was Shmuel Love. That everyone was saying that Karka belonged to Bar Sisan. That's the Knech which going to Bar Sisan. That there was someone who was Shmuel Love. Do you align that? That's the first shot of the Rif. A big Ufrais. Now, what does everyone else do? All the Rishonim learned that the Sugi over here is about that there was a Morikama. And all the Rishonim learned that when the Morikama, who is an established Morikama, comes in kindness, Hayizi B'Shuni Gavoy, Rava says that the Maksa can say, I'm lying on his stomach, he doesn't have to prove it. What's happening with the Rivs Kasha? My stuff from Yom of the Leilois, that when the Morikama kindness Leilois, you have to prove him wrong and prove that you were there by Leilois with Shivavi or other proofs. That was the Rivs reason to make all my pay in the Sugi. How does everyone else learn? But the Terence of the Chayra can Zogin Azog. Is the Yisaitis make a difference? Yom and Leilois is a more chilik of the Etzim Neshama of the Chazaka. Now, about the Shmuni Gavoy is also an important factor. If the guy was in Shmuni Gavoy, it messes up your chazaka. He was walking through, or he was far away, and he didn't hear, or he couldn't make a machal, whatever the chat is. There's something wrong, I know, but not as much. Mamish the chelik of the etzem, the shnishmas ha-chazaka as Yom Men Leilis. And therefore, I say, by Yom Men Leilis also you were allowed to rely on someone. But if the Morikama comes and says, loya yisashon ba Leilis, bari that you weren't there, so that even Rava says, still brought. That's something that the Maksik has to prove. That's Mamish the Etzim Chazaka. You're undermining the Aleph base Mamish of the Chazaka. You wouldn't rely on stomach, but when he comes with a time is buried, you have to disprove. Mashenkit Shmuni Gavoy, important as it may be, but Rava holds when the Morikama says, Shmuni Gavoy, easy. You're still allowed to rely on stomach. And then you don't need the Chiddush of the Rit. Oh, but what's with the Ikrapella we're asking on this chat of the Rit? The Ikrapella we're asking that if the Rit wants a deadline to study over here that there was no Morikama and everything is Tesha Osar. More than just what's the Machlokes Rav and Rav Nachman. Or what's Bechlal, the whole Shmuz of Gimel Shonim. The Mishnah in Ksubis. You don't even need Dor Mechadyoim is enough. Your guy goes over to you different day. He says, Karpizu Shalav Yisrech, Lakachim, and Unemon Shepesh, Ashur Pesh Yitim. There's a Mahalach of the Bach, the Drisha, and others, that Pesha Osar over there in Ksubis only works if the Marikama Bechlal is not tiny against you. You walk over to a guy that didn't even saw you before and says, by the way, this Karpi used to be your father's, but I bought it. He wasn't tiny anything. That's when you don't even need Gimel Shonim. But the minute the Morikama comes with it, not the Morikama, the other guy, tiny the Morikama, has a timer, then already you need Gimel Shonim. That's one way. There's another Mahalik of the Beis Halevi that he can say to goes with this Cheshbon, that the Emes you always need Gimel Shonim, even when there's a Pesha Asa. Because if you don't have Gimel Shonim, there's always a Reisa of Achnish Zog. And even in the Mishnah Ksuv, it's a Meirah of Yechidish Zog there. You have the timer that you would be a Gimel Shonim. You don't need Adam on the Gimel Shonim, because you have a Pesha Asa. But you have to take a time, the Karab Yisushal Abisech, of a Lekati, and then Gimel Shonim. If you don't add on by Yisushal Gimel Shonim, we ask you, with all the cover to the Pesha Asa, but where's your star? And Pesha Asa, Mama Kamach, Pesha Asa, Loi Amrina. Bamis, everyone else says, it's the first Mishnah Ksubas, as Migu, Pesha Asa, Mama Kamach, Pesha Asa, Amrina. That's Pesha Asa, Mishnah Ksubas. I was up to Dvisha, the Beis Halevi, no, we're making a Kim to Pesha Asa, that Mishnah, only when you're tiny, you have Gimel Shonim. What just mentioned is the other Mahalach from Rav Shach, Mamash, Punt Fakir. He says, Bamis, you don't need Gimel Shonim. Whenever you have a Pesha Asa, you don't need Gimel Shonim Bechlau. So how come an Alice said you need to have Gimel Shonim? Because you said you had it. And the minute you said you have Gimel Shonim, you have to prove it. Had you not opened your mouth and said you had Gimel Shonim, we would have relied on the Pesha Asa by itself. But you came to Dan without the Gimel Shonim, then you have to prove that you have a good Chazaka. Dugma on the Dover's doctor, the Gemara in Baba Basada, Kuf Ayin. Habolin and Bishtar Bechazaka. Someone had a good Chazaka. But he claimed that he had a star also. He has to be a kind of star. Favos, Chotacha Chazaka Saidi. You want to believe in Bishtar, you have to believe in Bishtar. Over here also, believe in the Pesha Asa. But you wanted to say no, you wanted to say you have a Chazaka, you'll have to prove your Chazaka. Kol Zer was the Shito Rishoyna of the Rif that made him a Pecha in the Sugya, not like all the other Rishoyna, that over here there was no Marikama, and the Yisoid of Rav is Pesha Osar, and you have to know what the Shmuz of Rav Nachman and Rav is. But again, most Rishonim learned differently, that about it there was an established Morikama. Now the topic of the sugi is that the Morikama is saying there was a gewisse pegam in the Chazaka. The pegam was Shuni Gavoy, whatever those various Pshatim were. And there's a machlekes of Nachman and Rav who has to prove that pegam. And we'll make a chiluk between Yom and Levis like this. The Rif then says another Pshat. The Rif says another Pshat, what it means Shuni Gavoy. In Ivritite, it's the same as the Ramban. It means I was B'mokim Rochik. But not like the Ramban that he's signing I was B'mokim Rochik, and therefore I didn't hear the Chazaka, or I couldn't make him a Chum. I heard the Chazaka. I was able to make him a Chum. As a matter of fact, I was here most of the time. But your timing, you bought it for me 3 years ago. Pumped on the day that your timing, I bought it from you, I was B'mokim Rochik. It's not Shaykh that I bought it from you. Why is that a Pagam and Chazaka? I would say a connection like this. There's a cloud, you need Chazaka Shiyeshima Taina. Normally, the Morikam is tiny, there's something wrong with your chazaka. I didn't hear the chazaka. I wasn't able to make him a chal. There's something wrong with your chazaka. In this chat of the Rif, you're shepherding the tiny. Chazaka you have, you were different, you're Moshonim, Taka, I wasn't Moichet, Taka, Tzarechin, why not? Oh, but what do you want to say? What's your catch? What's your story? That I bought it from you 3 years ago on Ches Shvat. That can't be! I was B'makam Rochet. Felt in your tiny, I'm shepherding the tiny of your chazaka. And the Baal does a cloud, chazaka, Shiyeshim, the tiny, I'm shepherding your tiny. Why did the Rif need this new pshat? Vosotam get felt the various pshatim we had until now. Let's just get basic and shatov of the Rif. The Rif was bothered by, he already mentioned the kasha. You didn't understand my shra that Rav by Yomim and Leilos holds that you have to be Mavar to Leilos and here not. So we already said a chiluk. But Vice says the Rif didn't hold it. The Rif held. The same way Rav would hold that if there's a tiny burrow you have to be Mavar to Leilos, then if there would be a tiny of Shuni Gavoy that you were walking through, you would have to be Mavar. There would be a tiny of Shuni Gavoy, I didn't even hear the Chazaka, you would have to be Mavar. Therefore, he came up with a Rupsha. The Taina is a Vazundar Chasorin and Chazaka Shiyeshima Taina. It can't be that the day you bought it, that I sold it to you, I wasn't there that day. Then already could be a Machlaikas, legitimate, a Machlaikas from Nachman and Rava, Ami Mutal of Arab. That's the various Pshatim in the Sugya of Shuni Gavoy. Like the Rashbam, the fact that the Marikama, the various Mishois, had a Derech walking through, it's a Felton Dachilo, where it applies a Machal, and there's a Machlaikas of Nachman and Rava who has to prove that. Like the Ramban and the Rashba, the time was I was the Mokim Rokhik, and therefore didn't hear the Chazaka or couldn't make him a Chav. And there's a Machlekes of Nachman and Rokhik who has to prove that. And like the Rif, well, the Rif in the first shot was a totally new shot of Tesha Osar. And then the Rif in the second shot was his time is, the Pagam is, I was the Mokim Rokhik on the Yom HaMechira. And at the Machlekes of Nachman and Rokhik, who has to prove that? Hahud Omale Lechavre, my voice by Beso. Omale, Minach Savinti. Omale, Beshuki by Roy Havoy. He comes with a title that he was in Shuki Baroy. Shuki Baroy Avada means that he was B'mokim Rochik. Now the Gemara doesn't say who proved that he was in Shuki Baroy. The Gemara moves on now to, let's talk just read off the Gemara. The Gemara says, fine, you were Shuki Baroy, but what about the 30 days that you came back every time? So yeah, those 30 days I came back, I was tired in the Shuk. And we'll explain that in a minute. But let's backtrack. The start of what the Suki is that his time is I was B'mokim Rochik. Who has to prove that? Who has to prove that? Does the Mazik have to disprove you and prove that you were here? Or does the Morikama have to prove that he was B'mokim Rochik? It's a big machlokes Rishonim. And let's just remind us. According to the Ramban, there's a Gemara there. And again, let's be very clear. In the Gemara of Shuki Baroy itself, it doesn't say. It's very unclear in the Gemara. The Gemara just says that the Morikama got away with the time of Shuki Baroy Yayisi. It doesn't say if he had to prove it or not. But that was his time. It doesn't say in the Gemara. And the Gemara right away jumps on to the next step. What about 30 days? We'll see. But who proved it? The Gemara doesn't say. Like the Ramban with the Imei. We already had a Gemara about that. That was the Sugya of Shuni Gavoy. The whole difference is Gavoy means Dorim and Baroy means Sukh. But that was already the Sugya of Shuni Gavoy. And we already saw the Machlokes of Nachman and Rava. And we passed on like Rav Nachman. Which means what are we passing? Who has to prove such a topic about whether you were far away? The Machzik. Zil Brara Filosof. It's part of the Machzik's job to prove that the Morikama was there. And the Ramban's not making it up. But the Ramban is a Gemara. The Rosh argues on the Ramban. But let's be makir. The Rosh learns Shuni Gavoy al Derech the Rashbam. So like the Rosh, there's no Gemara. The Rosh is free to learn how he wants. He found Gemaras. Grad the Sugi of Shuni Gavoy, he learned totally different al Derech the Rashbam. Grad is off the Rosh. In such a topic, when the Morikam was the Taina that he was B'mokim Rochoy, it's the Morikam's job to prove. It's the Ma'arah's job to prove. Prove that you were B'mokim Rochoy. Otherwise, we'll assume you were here. What's the beer in the Machlekes Ramban and Rosh? About it, the Ramban's coming from a Gemara, because Grad, that's how we learn Shuni Gavoy. To say, oh, but let's now go to Tachos. What's the sherish of this Machlekes Ramban and Rosh? Is in Ksoy State, Azek. The MS, when the Morikama time is that he was B'mokim Rochoy, what is his time? He was B'mokim Rochoy, and therefore he couldn't even hear the Chazaka B'chlam. Or is his time? I heard about your Chazaka. I always hear. A person always knows what's going on with his own character. But I wasn't able to make him a chav. And this is the klal that a chaver islay works differently. For the owner of a karka to hear what's going on with his karka is easier. He has better ways of figuring out what's going on than getting the macha sent over to someone who's trying to steal and living on a karka that's not his, or even to someone who's taka bought a karka and wants to make sure that the owner is not sending him spirit messages and trying to mess him up. Even like that, because we don't know who's lying. But either way, a macha you don't hear. It's always Milan has to about the question both scenarios on the side that each one's lying. But either way, an owner of a karka, an original owner of a karka, will hear what's going on with his karka more so than a macha gets heard, whether to a genuine matzik who really did buy it or to a gan. Either way. Now again, what does it mean I was mevakim rochak? Does it mean I didn't hear the chazaka b'chlal, or does it mean I wasn't able to make a macha? The Ramban learns that it means that he wasn't even able to hear the chazaka. My bazaar, the Ramban learns that's the matzik's job to prove. Prove your chazaka. What's your chazaka? That you ate gimel shonim shkoyes. That you ate gimel shonim what? That you ate gimel shonim in front of the morikam and he heard about it. Prove that. Prove that he was there. Zil bro rachilosla. He's saying he didn't even hear your chazaka. The Rosh holds no. Chazaka you always hear. You always hear. What's that? The morikam says a tiny yeah, but I wasn't able to be moich. Mechotatiks? They say that. You prove that. I made my chazaka. I made that I have eidim of gimel shonim. And Avada, as far as I'm concerned, you were here. And even if you were far away, you heard about that. I gave the chazak. You want a time you weren't able to make a macha? That's the Morikama's job. Now I would add a knetch. Taka, even if it's a macha topic, if you learn that the yisoid of cheskes gemoshonim is nidloi micha, even the macha issue is l'chol the etzem chazak. But we'll add a knetch. This is the Rosh Lashitosi. The Rosh learns that cheskes gemoshonim is takonas tachonim. If it's takonas tachonim, as long as the matzik proves that he made an achil of gemoshonim. And the Achila definitely was hurt, because even in the Mokim Rafik, he heard the Chazaka. He did his part of the Takanas Chachamim. The Marikam wants to say it was Mokim Rafik, it's now the Marikam's job to disprove it. That could be the head for the Machlekes from Ban and Rosh, whether who has to prove about Shuki Baroi. No, the Gemara fair is always, very nice you were with Shuki Baroi, and therefore there's a problem, whoever proved it, fine, whoever proved it, proved it. But we now assuming that he was in Shuki Baroi, like the Rosh Yitaka proved he was in Shuki Baroi, like the Rabbani, who had a tiny soul, let the Master disprove it, fine. But he says, yeah, but you came back every time. He says, during those 30 days I was torrid. Now what does Torah mean? Torah means therefore I didn't hear about it, or Torah means I didn't have Kanai to make a machon. Now Kanan Dabra told him, the Tzoyz asked all the Chonim, the Tzoyz and the Sivis, the Kvei, they all asked him. If you learn, remember, because this guy's story is a zigzag here, it was dealing with 36 months, he was 11 months far away and a month there, 11 months far away, a month there, 11 months far away, a month there. If you learn that in the 11 months that he was far away, that he didn't even hear about the Chazaka, so then he can continue his story. And even during the month that I came, I continually didn't hear about the Chazaka, because I was very torrid. But if you learn that during the 11 months he did hear about the Chazaka, Shanaimah was biting his nails, he never heard about the Chazaka. No, he couldn't make the Macha because he was too far. No, so come on, when he came home, let him make a Macha. I was too busy, make the Macha. So either you'll have to learn, yeah, he was so busy he couldn't even make a Macha. When Xlais says another terrorist, Shoch, Murdik is a Shoch. The tear of the Xlais Yang is so stark that even though you heard about the Chazaka the 11 months, it's Shochayach when you get home. Hey, am I with this guy's tiny? For 11 months I was far away, I kind of knew that you were there. But I couldn't send the Macha because it was too far away. I came home for a month, but I totally forgot that he was in. I went again for 11 months, again I heard the message. I wasn't so busy and I heard that he was in. And I remembered again for a second time, but I couldn't send him a hook. I came home for a month, again I totally forgot. And a third time, the same story, as I saw this place, that you guys read, you could even make a shikha. But again, it depends. If you learn that the Mokam Rachik, you didn't hear about the Chazaka, so this is a smooth 36 months. For the entire 36 months, I didn't even hear about the Chazaka. 11 months I was far away, that's why I didn't hear the Chazaka. Then for a month I was tired, and that's why I didn't hear the Chazaka. But if you learn that in the 11 months he did hear, now he couldn't be Moicha, you gotta come up with something for the excuse for the month that he was there. Either he was so tired, he didn't have Pnai, or Shochach. There's other words, most of the Sivan, there's another mouth. There's the Emes that didn't hear in the Yosef, that he learns that this whole shmooze about the 36 months is all a bluff. It all tell you in the last month. Because he makes the Cheshmin at the game, but Ayin's be a Machman. As long as he was able to make the Machah at the end, it should be enough. It's all tell you whether he was or wasn't able to make the Machah at the end. The entire topic that we saw now in Shwing Gavoy, Keseder, Kol Rishon Kedisle, we saw already what the topic that was going on here is, that it's the Matzik's job to prove the Etzem Chazaka, and you have to always decide what's the Etzem Chazaka, and it's the Morikama's job about the Machor. And you always have to measure, and Lamashal, whether you Vomokim Rokh became a Machlekes Rishon, is that the Matzik's job to prove enough? For Anathem Hashem HaShlomo, before we go right there, is the Maisel Rabbi Kivager. The Chubas Rabbi Kivager like this. In the Sukkah before, in Asher the Mabibagi, without getting involved in all the topic over there, There's a man the Yomer that in a place that they skip every other year, you have to do Chazaka Aleph Gimel and Hay. But there's a man the Yomer that you have to do Shona Aleph Gimel and Hay. You're not allowed to do Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hay. If you did Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hay, it's no good. You look like a Ganav who's trying to chaperine too much. It's not a Chazaka. You have to do Aleph Gimel Hay. Doing Beis and Dalet also messes you up, and it's not a good Chazaka. Kolega Bikvega, what do you do if you have two Aden? Reuven was made that you ate Aleph Gimel and Hay. Shimon was made that you ate Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hay. L'chayr of Emes, you have two Edim that you ate Aleph Gimel Hay. Grabber, one of them is also saying Beis and Dalet. Why can't you be a lion and say, you have two Edim that you ate Aleph Gimel Hay. Grabber, there's an Ed Echo that you ate Beis and Dalet, but it's not counted. Over Ein Tvorek Shalef of Mokam Shnai, Dalet Echo that he said the Beis and Dalet, B'leif Shum with two Edim that said Aleph Gimel Hay, has to good the Ed Echazok. Zok Rabbi Kinegr, Avad Mishnah. Because an aid that's made, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hay, is not being made a good chazaka plus. He's saying to us, you machta kailik a chazaka, the kuksi agazim, you snish gimachta chazaka. You can't take the Sakina Tarifa and spout that and say, you have two Aleph Gimel Hay and ignore the Beis Dalet. As I read to Rabbi Kiveg. Continues Rabbi Kiveg in Tshuva, what would be if you have two aid and both of them were made that you ate Achilas Gimel Shonim, Lamal, in a regular city, a regular place, Aleph Beis Gimel, they were both made good, Shnei Chazaka, Aleph Beis Gimel. Nor one of the Aedim, one of the two Aedim, added on that the Marikama was far away. Which messes up your Chazaka. Are you able to say, L'maisi, there's two Aedim on the Etzim Chazaka. Granted, one of them is saying you were Mokim Rochai, the Marikama was Mokim Rochai. Ain't Barash Lechem Mokim Shnai. Or do you say no? The one that was made that you didn't give a Shonim, but yet it was far away, is good for saying that you won't have a Chazaka, you can't count as an Aed. Retor Chavi Kivegar, it's totally in the Machloikis Ramban and the Rosh. It depends who has to prove being the Malkam Rock. Like the Rush that it's the Ma'ara's job to prove it, that means the Etnam Chazok already is. So then you're smooth sailing. You have two Edom of Aleph Beis Gimel. One of them is shepherding and saying about Malkam Rock, that's the Ma'ara's job to disprove a proof. But you can say, genuinely, you have two Edom on the Etnam Chazok. Like the Ramban, that it's the Matzach's job to prove, that means it's the Etnam Chazok alone. You can't say, honestly, you have two Edom on Chazok and one of them grabbed and made a picture. No, you only have one Edom Chazok. No, of life, it's a plea assume, I don't know what to say. What would be the din? If two Edom come in and made to you that you ate Gimel Shon, Aleph Beis and Gimel. But one of the two Edom was made that the Morikama made a Mechon. That would also be cool. Mechon, who has to prove Mechon? The Ma'ar. Could you be as Alam that he spouted up? Edei Chazok, you have two. Reuben and Shimon, who both made Aleph Beis and Gimel. Grada, one of them, Shimon, also said there was a Mechon. Okay, that's a Zayitik Adizel, the Mechon, don't be made as well. Lechon, the one that was made that there was a Mechon, has made when it was Nishta Chazok, he made that there was a Mechon. But according to Rabbi Kivega's litmus test, how you measure when you can split it up, it's the Ma'ara's job to prove the Matzis. The Ma'ara's job to prove such as that. Why can't you go and say that Eidei Chazok off in Tzvei? Eidei Mechoz no Reiner, Ein Dvar Shalach, of Mokar Shnayim. The Chur, the Din is Nishtas, like Shalz, what's the Chil? Abyssal, Arayn Chafin, the next is Sugya. The Eretz Zachi is the Gemara Daf Mamalot. In the Gemara Daf Mamalot, there's a word that in a regular case of Chazoka, the Masak usually times me not Binti. I bought it from the Morikam. And he had an excuse that he bought the Shtar, Gimel Shon, and all sorts. But what if he said, Mikman is a Binti, this up in Minoch? Does hey, Reuben the Morikama is asking Lady, what are you doing here? But when Lady, my boy's by Yara, but Lady, instead of answering directly, I bought it from Reuben, he says, I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from Reuben. And Shimon is not there. It's Mechor in the Gemara that the only way Lady will be Menatzeach with such a Taina, you need Chazok Shiyeshi Matainas, right? Chazok Shiyeshi Matainas, is that a Taina? Davanti Shimon, who bought it from you. It's only if your Taina Kamehi Bizovna. You say, Lehedi, I know the idea that Shimon bought it from Reuben. I saw it with my own eyes. And even then, the Gemara says, the reason you're Nemon is Migu that you could have said Zavantum, you know? I was just stating Gemara. Toises on the Flamen, the Flamen Al, other places, Nemz on the Taka Kipshute, the Gemara means Migu. You have to know why you need Migu, but it's Migu. The Ksois Nemz on Bidas the Rosh, that you don't need Migu. The Ksois is Masuki, Bidas the Rajbam, the Flamen Al, he said the Rajbam is Soisir himself three times. He says, Tchilas and Soisir, you're Rajbam, you don't. In the middle, he says, you do, he's not sure. Over, there's a shmuz whether you need migu or not. Over, you're allowed to say kamei di zogun. But then there's another way. Even if you don't tie in a kamei di, you talk, you don't know. Lady says, I bought it from Shimon. And Shimon bought it from Reuben. I don't know. That's what Shimon told. So there's a concept of taninam that Bezin will tie it for you. Because Sabako, we do have Reuben the Marikama, we have Lady with Bittu Gimel Shonim, and we do have the Chazoka that why Reuben wasn't Moicha for 3 years. We will allow Lady to say a taina. He's missing some details in his taina, we'll fill it in thin. But if they're saying the Gemara that the only way you'll make the taninam is if Shimon was. We have Eidim that Shimon was there for Chad Yoyma. Then we'll fill in the blank. Right? When you tiny come ADD Zovna, you don't need to fill in the blank. You're Nema, with Amigo, that Amigo, but you said a full time. You said, you filled in the full pieces of the puzzle, how the character got from Reuben to Lady. Working your way backwards. Well, Lady bought it from Shimon, and I saw Shimon bought it from Reuben. Everything is clear. But when you don't have the Kamei D and you want to rely on Tanina that Shimon bought it to Ruvain, it's only if it's Ois Galen and the Gedorim that it was Shimon Dor Bechadyoim, Eidim that Shimon was Dor Bechadyoim. Why do you need Dor Bechadyoim? For I'm them Kama Bechama Pshotim. The Ketzoy springs from the Maharif that the reason is because Levi has to look like a Lekeach. And if not that Shimon is there for a day, then his story doesn't make him look like a Lekeach. Lefizeh, the Maharif was Moilut Chadoshes of the Ketzoy, that if Levi has the star that he bought from Shimon, that would also be enough. And good, if Levi has a star that he bought from Shimon, that's enough, then you don't need Dor Bechadyoim. Because we see Levi's coming from somewhere. It's still a total blank, how you know Shimon got it from Ruvain? Because say, Rav, them's up from Tanina. We just need to know that Levi is a Lekeach. A star from Levi to Shimon does that. Fret, Tiksois, and Rashbam, Shtay Nishtos, like the Rashbam runs up in our sugya, that Levi does have a star from Shimon, and still, you need Dor Bechadyoim. Tiksois himself says the reason you need Dor Bechadyoim is because your story has to look a little bit more true. Epis, Dav, Shimon, Dav, has to be under that it looks a little good. There's a mahalo from the Achronim, Rav, where other Achronim go, and this is going to get negated later in the Tosfos, but we'll just mention the Nekuda, that maybe there's a Shiloh, when you say Taninon, is the Taninon the lady, or is the Taninon Ki'ilu bringing Shimon into the bed? Pashas, the Machlokes, Rishonim, some say it's the Machlokes, Rishonim, Tati, and the Tosfos on the plan. But Akoponim, if you learn that Taninon means that you're tining for the middle guy, you're tining for Shimon, he has to be a Baldover. Via Zoya, there a Baldover, if not, that Chachi was there for a day, then we can reckon with him, he's a somebody, we can reckon with him. That's a third shot. There's another pshat that's mefor in the Ramban, and the end of this pshat is the most basic pshat. It's mefor in the Gemara, this pshat, chach in the Havim, if you know good, the shakavatari of that Malach, that the reason why you need Dor Bechad Yoima is because if not, there's a reza. Pashut is a reza. The story looks funny. Levi is saying he got it from Shimon, there's not even reza. He's there for one day. The Gemara asks, why not? Isn't it possible that Shimon bought the car and sold it that same night? As if the Gemara. You see, the Zokra Mikveger, so you see that the Gemara is reckoning, that the Gemara is reza, and the Gemara is much of it, it's a reza. Not a reza. Come out the Gemara to that pshat. If that's the pshat that it's also raised, I'll tell you a chiddush for dinner, Mikveger Klerk back in them, even if Shimon will show up himself to Bethan and say, he bought it from Ruvain. It won't be enough, but there's a raise. How come you weren't there for a day? And actually, we'll mention one more pshat for Dor Bechad Yoima before I get a little bit interested in the Alistair here. A fifth pshat in Dor Bechad Yoima, why you would need it, is because Shimon also has to be tiny here. Shimon has to be tsukhstol for Levi's chazaka. Levi was there for 3 years. How was Shimon tsukhstol for that chazaka? By him being there also for one day, he's meshach shaykin to the achil of the chazaka. He was also there. He's made some shaykh to the Achil of Levi. Otherwise, he's not superstar to the Achil of Levi. Now, the sugya on that Mamal of Kiyadua is going when there was an established Morikam. That when there's an established Morikam named Reuben, and he's asking Levi, my boy is Bayaro, and Levi's not saying directly that he bought it from Reuben, but rather a story that he bought it from Shimon who bought it from Reuben. The Gemara says clearly that the only two ways you can win that it will be considered a chazok, is either if he says, but there's Kamei D, I saw that Shimon bought it from Reuben, and even then could be he needs Migu. Or with a taninon, which requires Dor Bechad Yoima, we said five pshat. Maybe we'll just add, we said at the Machlokes Rishonim, the Gemara, when it says Migu, there is Dafka or Lav Dafka. But let's assume you taka need Migu. What would be the pshat? There's a lumdish pshat that you need to call a taina of Migu. Because maybe the person has to always taina his own taina. So you have to say Migu that he could have said his own taina. Minoch Zavinti. You can't say Minoch Zavinti. You can't say Minoch Zavinti. You need to call a taina of your own taina. You could have said your own taina. You could have said Minoch Zavinti. There's a different shot that it's a word of beer. It's very gishmak. We just said that the absence of Dor Bechad Yoima creates a razor. Not having a Dor Bechad Yoima in and of itself is a razor. That's what you need the Dor Bechad Yoima. So this shouldn't be a razor. But what did when you tie in a Kamei Di? For mice, a very nice Kamei Di, but where's the Dor Bechad Yoima? He wasn't even there for a day. It's a razor. The Migu takes care of that razor. You need the Migu to enter the razor of why there wasn't a day Dor Bechad Yoima. Now, in the studio on the planet over here, just a few Iker Nakudis. The Tamsis Advarim a little bit of the sugi here. And the sugi on the Flamid is no Morikam. And the Emes, Reuben is going, we'll use the same names just, Reuben is going to Levi and asking, what are you doing here? And Levi says, I admit it's yours, Reuben. But I bought it from Shimon, who I think bought it from you. Had he not been Moida, he could have said it's his own car. But we don't know who Reuben is. But he didn't. He might have a Pesha Asa, we'll see. Oh, but he kind of, no, I admit it's Reuben. No, I bought it from Shimon. But he's not filling in the blank. He doesn't have Kamei Di. He doesn't have Dor Bechad Yoima. He doesn't have those ingredients. So Adla Kamoi just said it's mine, and you're not saying a time. So it blanks Chazok Sheinim. Now, does he have Yom Shonen here or not? There's a big balagan in the Rashbam. The Rashbam keeps on zigzagging. I want to just take it a few nakudas. First of all, the Rashbam says clearly that Sayyid, he has Yom Shonen. Sayyid, not, it won't make a difference. He doesn't have a time. And the Rashbam before, but what about Tesha Osar? Erhatach Tesha Osar, the Mishnah Ksubis. He didn't have to admit Bechlal. He could have said the Karfu was his. And the Derek is the Gret, the Peshat, and the Belt is not going to help you if you don't say a Taina. That's also will allow you that Vivaldi didn't have to admit you could say something. But say something. You're not tying anything here. You're admitting that it's Reuven and telling me that Shimon sold you the bridge for saying it, but you don't have it. Shimon pulled a fast one on you. It's not your karka. You admitted it's Reuven. Even Pesh also won. But the Rashbam throws inside, you have Kimel Shonim, and then he sometimes says without Kimel Shonim. The reason will be this is negated. I'm going to go in the bottom of the Tosis. I found you're going to lose it even with Kimel Shonim. It's going to get you nowhere. First of all, even without Gimel Shonim, Pesha also you would have. Elamite, because you're not having a Taina. So what's Gimel Shonim going to do? The only difference is that if you have Gimel Shonim, then the Chotchi has to deal with you. You're his Baldover. He can't tell you Lavos Von Diviyat. You're somebody. If you don't even have Gimel Shonim, he's allowed to say Zeal. That's why by Zeal, the Rashbam says, you're a nobody. You don't even have Gimel Shonim. I don't even have to reckon with you. If you have Gimel Shonim, he has to reckon with you. And he does. He says, I'm reckoning with you. You're nobody. But he has to reckon. There's another big chelik in the Rashbam, a very big chiddush. The Gemara says, you moy the doch that it's mine, and you didn't buy it from me, so go away. The lashon is va'at lois avintim, you didn't buy it from me. The Rashbam has on here, he put it into the Gemara, I'll accept this chiddush. Va'at lois avintim, so the Rashbam. Because even if you were tiny to vatim, you still wouldn't win, because you don't have a shtar and you don't have a chazor. And here is the big rash everyone talks about. The Rashbam is, we're going here with Adam Arikam. And the Rashbam is putting in an extra connection to the Gemara. Va'at minay lois avintim, because even if you were tiny to minoch avintim, the ikkar of this look here is that you're not saying a tiny. You're admitting that it's Reuven. They're giving us a story you bought it from Shimon, not filling in the blank from Shimon to Reuven. You're a lost case. You don't have a time. But then there's another high suffer. But at me they lost the vinti. Even if you were tiny and you bought it from me direct, you would also lose because you ain't got no star, no chazak. The pell is he doesn't have a star and doesn't have a chazak. Or but hotach pesha osa. The mishnik suvis. There's no more ikam here. From here, the Beis Halevi makes makam the grace you saw that the Rashbam sheet is that the moka mach mishtar even pesha osa won't help. And that's why Taka the Rashbam says you don't have a chazak or a star. They're taking star all of a sudden. He's being mannish. You don't have a chazok and you don't have a star, so achdi shtarcha. And you don't have Gimel Shonim. Oy bazoi, even Pesha also won't help you. I, the Mishnah Ksubis, like we spoke at from the Drisha. We're going to say that I, the Mishnah Ksubis, that he's tiny, that he has Gimel Shonim. But if here you're not tiny, you have Gimel Shonim. This is the Rashi. Takes out of this big Rashbam. Miku b'mokam achdi shtarcha lo yamin. Now, in our Gemara, when you don't have Gimel Shonim, but on the other hand, there's no more Ikama. Again, if you're Taino, I bought it from Shimon and I don't know how it got from Reuven, I value your lost case. The Rashbam is more to even in your Taino, Minoch Davinti. There's a race of Achishtorah against you. But what would be if you had one of the two ingredients from that Namal? Of them is a Roysa Tumul, the Shach, the Drisha Arm, had to read up in the Rashbam. What would be if you don't have Gimel Sonim, but you're Taino Kamedi B? Or you have the Dorbech Ad Yoima? There's Stira in the Yukim in the Rashbam, Makano Lakan. What would be? We know that when there is a Marikama and you have Gimel Sonim on that Namal, can ADD or Adar B'chadyayim, I can get you sailing, you're good. You have either Amigo or you have the Tanina. Over here, when you don't have Gimel Shonim, but this brother no more come, will come ADD and or Adar B'chadyayim help? Abdel is a master tomb of what the Rashbam holds. The point of the Tosis, again, just a quick counsel of the Tosis, Tosis is trying to build a case that Abad and Al-Sul, even without Gimel Shonim, the Abad is no more come, come ADD would work, and Adar B'chadyayim would work. But then Tosis goes one step further, very interesting finish. Everyone assumes from Daphne Malut that either you have to bring in Eidim that Dor Bechad Yoyma, or Taina Kam Eidim. Taisa says you don't even need Eidim of Dor Bechad Yoyma. You're never to Taina Dor Bechad Yoyma. Because if you have a Migu that you could have said Minoch Zavinti, you're never to Taina Dor Bechad Yoyma. Fred Taisa, how come the Gemara says in Daphne Malut you need Eidim of Dor Bechad Yoyma? Why isn't it enough to Taina Dor Bechad Yoyma? So Taisa says it's too late because it's Migu and Mafreya. And that's when he gets involved in the Balagan of Migu and Mafreya. He brings three riots that Migul and Mafreya lay on Rina. The first one is good for this Gemara we just said. He brings another one from Sanhedrin and from Shavuos. And he builds up his case that Migul and Mafreya lay on Rina. He asks from Rashi and Ksubas Daf Kuftes that Rashi and Ksubas Daf Kuftes by Asoy Simen learns up the Choyra the way Rashi learns the Sugi. The Taisus Kufa says a different channel of the Sugi. The Rashi learns Migul and Mafreya on Rina. You have to know either will Taka say Rashi or Migul and Mafreya on Rina. To say that, that's why the Halbats are. But what he does with Taisus three riots. Or this big raid that maybe in the sugi of Asoy Simon and Kuftes and Ksubis it was Pesha Osa. And the Zohar and Gansa Bar, I'm just giving a ramus to it, that even if Migul and Mafreya lay man, but Pesha Osa and Mafreya man, Farad and Gansa has Bar. But I want to just throw one other Nakud here. What Tosis was Mavur, that you don't even have to have Adam of Dor Bechad Yoyma. It's enough to Taina Dor Bechad Yoyma with a Migul that you could have said Minos of Inti. And Tosis asked, how come the Gemara and the Malach didn't say it? And from there he proved Migul and Mafreya lay man. L'chayr yesh lo, then there are other reasons why, even if Dor Bechad Yoyma works, you need Eidim of Dor Bechad Yoyma. We'll just mention a few. Sikum. If you learn that the reason you need Dor Bechad Yoyma is because otherwise it's a reyesa, so then a migul won't help you. What's the reyesa? You couldn't even find two people that didn't see it for a day. The whole story of Shemesh. So what do you want to say? Believe me that he was Dor Bechad Yoyma, because I have a migul.
Migo ain't good. Oh, but you can't find two eggs that he was there. Thus the leg is a razor. I don't matter that you can't even find two people that know that the guy was there for a day. That itself is a razor on the story. You can't, the absence of Adam itself is a razor. Or you could say, Alam Shabbat. What do you want? You want to believe him with a migu that he was Darbe Chadiyoim and then sugar off a taninon. Taninon you only say if it's based on a taninon that's not based on migu. A taninon has to be based on a chloratinon, not a taninon based on something that's based on migu. Or alternatively, I'll say fakir. Migu is maimon a taninon. But you don't give a migu to sugar off a taninon. When it's such thing in all these hanukkahs. And actually, one more, the Karni Rehaim says an interesting svara that the taninon kamedi dizovna. It's a good migu. You could have said migu chzavinti. But the taina dor b'chad yoyim, it's a migu da'aza. It's a much bigger chutzpah to say kamei didi zovna, or zavanta minoch. So to say kamei didi zovna, migu da minoch zavinti, is migu mimei is lameis. But to say dor b'chad yoyim, it's not a develop, I saw him there for a day. Migu that you could have said minoch zavinti, that's a migu da'aza. It's a ha'aza to say minoch zavinti. Again, Raisis Kaisis didn't hold of any of these anochas. He held that you would be nemo to taina kamei didi dor b'chad yoyim. And the reason I'm not can't is only because of migu, I'm afraid. That's Chalak of Taisis. Then the last two Chalakim of Taisis is the Machlekes Raj Ben Uri Gabi, the Gedorim of Taninon. And then there's the Machlekes Rach. And the Raj, we spoke about whether he's a Baldover Bachlal, Gabi, the Gimel Shon. We lost him, good.